your phone up there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather this morning in the house of the Lord. Thanking God for his goodness to us, his mercy extended unto us throughout last week and last night as we slept and slumbered the night away. And we just thank God for that and in his goodness. Amen. Because he truly has been good. And it's thanking for the blessings that we have received and truly knowing him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank God for those who are here today, the children. Thank God for Sister Holmes being on the phone here, Sister Lillian, and others that are on the internet back with Sister Melita. And thank God for each and every one. We truly have much to pray for, much to be thankful for. And good to see our dear brother Reggie out this morning. And we know, Lord God, that he's going through his hour of bereavement. And so we're going to continue to lift him up to the Lord. And the Lord would bring him and bring him through because God is able. Amen?
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you this morning once again for how good you have been to us. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy that you have extended unto us this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the health and strength and well-being that you afforded us, Lord God. Thank you for traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God, as you blessed us to travel to the house of the Lord this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence that have been felt throughout this morning here in the house of the Lord. Thank you for each and every one of the saints who are able to be out this morning, dear Father. We thank you for our children, likewise, that are here this day. And we ask that thou would continue to look down upon each and every one of us with favor. Thank you even for the saints who are not able to be out, Lord God, but they're here, dear Heavenly Father, in spirit and on the phone, dear Father, and on the internet, listening in to hear the word of God. We thank you for our dear Sister Holmes and what you're doing for her and how you have been so kind and merciful to her for all these many years. We ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister and her family that cares for her, Lord God. Ask that thou would be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for her faithfulness unto thee, Lord God. Likewise, we thank you for Sister Lillian. She's on likewise, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that she's been going through, Lord God, with her health, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, she's still vibrant in spirit, dear Heavenly Father. She's still thanking you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her. She's still thanking you, Lord God, knowing that you're able to touch her, Lord God, and heal her in her body, Lord God. As you continue to bring down her blood pressure, Lord God, and other things, Lord God, that she desires, Lord God, we thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to remember our dear sister in a mighty way. Bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember in our household, Lord God, we pray. Father, we likewise ask that you remember Sister Webb and her family, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the testimony of Sister Webb on Wednesday night, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing for her, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, and how, Lord God, you're giving her the strength to be able to help out our daughter, Alexandria, Lord God, because we know Sister Webb, Lord God, is still not fully, dear Father, healed in her body, Lord God, but Father God, you have her helping out, dear Heavenly Father. She said a nurse 24 hours a day, basically helping out, but we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to strengthen our dear sister. Be with her, Lord God, be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember her companion, Lord God, likewise by her side, Lord God, and her other daughter, dear Heavenly Father, Alicia, dear Lord. Remember their children and grandchildren, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch Alexandra's body, dear Heavenly Father. Touch her in her body, spirit, mind, and in her soul, dear Heavenly Father, that she will know that the saints of God are lifting her up in prayer, Lord God, that we love her, dear Heavenly Father, that we've been praying for her, Lord God. Lord, we know this child from when she was a young child, Lord God, here in the house of God. And so, Lord God, we pray for her this morning and ask that you would continue to bless. Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus.
as you remember all the families who are going through an hour of bereavement. Dear Father, we have loved ones, Lord God, that are still bereaving the loss of loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. I think of my dear nieces, Lord God, and I ask in the name of Jesus, special prayer for them, Lord God, that you would remember Cherie and Shier, dear Father, and also Brother PJ, Lord God. Lord, they're having a difficult time, Lord God, being able to move on, dear Lord, but there's so many reminders, so many things, Lord God, is that, Lord God, that we know you're the only one that is able to comfort them during this time, dear Heavenly Father. The only one, dear Father, that they can look to, their Father, and cry out, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would be with them, Lord God. Not only them, but remembering our dear brother Reggie and his family, Lord God. We know, Lord God, they're in their hour, Lord God, of bereavement, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that their hearts are heavy right now. Their hearts, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, tears have been flowing, dear Heavenly Father. But we know, Lord God, you said weep and endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. Father, we've been where he is, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Heavenly Father, what they're feeling right now. But we know that we serve the greatest comforter that there ever was, Lord God, who the one who is able to comfort all hearts better than any mankind can, better than any Hallmark card, dear Father, on the market, Lord God, can issue words, Lord God. We know that you're able to comfort, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you be with him in the night watch, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, when they close their eyes, Lord God, and they try to lay down, and Lord God, their minds begin to wonder and to think about their loved ones. We know that you can give songs in the night. We know that you can help them throughout the night, dear Heavenly Father. You can help them, Lord God, to look to the dawning of a new day. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you have done. Truly, you have been good to us, dear Heavenly Father. You have blessed us, Lord God. You have been with us, dear Heavenly Father. You've given us guidance and direction, Lord God. And Father, we want to thank you for that. We pray, Lord God, that you remember all those who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember, Lord God, our family of God, their Father in Boston, Lord God. Remember the ones in New York, their Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father, and others, dear Heavenly Father, that are throughout this world, dear Heavenly Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray a special prayer upon Sister Ruth, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and be with her. Be with Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those who may be still on their way to the house of the Lord. Ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway, Lord God. Remember the Belton crew, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, the Jenkins, Lord God. Remember others, Lord God. We don't see Sister Indy, a little infinity, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon them. Dear Heavenly Father, that you grant traveling mercies to them, Lord God. Be with them, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we pray this morning that you remember, Lord God, the souls over there in Israel, Lord God. Remember the souls, Lord God, there in Hamas, Lord God, and others, dear Heavenly Father, all that is going on, dear Father, the devastation, Lord God. Oh, my God in heaven, when we look out at this old world, dear Father, we see the travesty, Lord God. We see what happens when sin is reigning, Lord God. And we hear, Lord God, of the war. You said there will be wars and rumors of wars. And we're hearing about it right now, Lord God. But you see, you said these are just beginning of sorrow. And Father, we see the sorrow in the land right now. We can see it. We hear it on television when we see the news, Lord God. Innocent children and babies, Lord God, being killed, Lord God. Massacre, Lord God. Oh, my God in heaven, get a hold of hearts and minds, dear Heavenly Father. Get a hold of souls this morning, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we can see, Lord God, where a soul, dear Heavenly Father, is just bent on revenge, Lord God, and they don't have any humanitarian effort whatsoever for those, dear Father, who are innocent, who may not have caused any of this to happen. But we know, dear Father, we serve a merciful God. We serve a loving God. We serve a gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, who can can intervene on our prayers, dear Heavenly Father. Who, dear Father, can go in and change, dear Heavenly Father, a wicked ruler's heart, dear Heavenly Father, and soften it, dear Father, that, Lord God, they may have mercy upon these people. Oh, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to souls, dear Heavenly Father. Not only the travesty of the war, dear Father, but even here in the United States, Lord God, when we see our Congress, Lord God, and we see all the things that are happening, Lord God, on Capitol Hill, dear Father, when Lord mankind can't get along even enough to come to a consensus, Lord God. They can't even for the will of the people of the United States of America. Father God, you said these would be the perilousness of our days, and we are seeing it, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to keep in the straight and narrow way. Help us, Lord God, not to be soon shaken by all the things that we're seeing that are going on, but help us to keep our eye on the prize, on the goal of making our home eternal in the heavens. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you remember our lawmakers, remember our president, our vice president, remember, Lord God, our judicial system, our judges, Lord God, our lawyers, dear Father, remember our police departments, dear Father, remember our local highway patrols, Lord God. Oh, there's so many layers and layers of police, dear Heavenly Father. There's township, there's sheriff, there's Columbus police, there's state police. Oh, Father, remember them all, dear Heavenly Father. They all need you, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember the sick and shut in likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those, Lord God, that are not able to get out, dear Heavenly Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Remember those, dear Father, who are less fortunate than we are, Lord God. We can't forget the homeless. We can't forget those, Lord God, who have no food, dear Heavenly Father, to eat, dear Heavenly Father. We can't forget those, Lord God, that we see laying around on church stoops, dear Heavenly Father. Even the one here, Lord God, and laying in the garden, dear Heavenly Father, and using some of the flowers and bushes, Lord God, as maybe a cushion or something to lay upon. Father, we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will allow them to come into the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God, Lord God. And with, Lord God, if there's anything we can do, Lord God, outside of giving them monetary or money, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God, you have provided food, dear Heavenly Father. You provided their things, dear Father, things downstairs that we can pass out and give to them, Lord God, to help out their situation. Oh, Father, we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you remember mankind this day, Lord God. We can truly see where they need Jesus, Lord God. We can truly see where they need salvation, Lord God. We can truly see, Lord God, that we are a nation that has forgotten you, Lord God. And we can see, Lord God, how we are perishing day by day. Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember us in the services this morning, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless in the singing, Lord God, in the preaching and the praying and the teaching of your eternal word. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing even in the Sunday school lesson as we study the atonement of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to go over it again, dear Father, to know, dear Heavenly Father, what our Lord and Savior did for us and to allow us this privilege and this opportunity to be able to call upon your name. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember us in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Blake, and thank you for all that you've done for her. Ask a special prayer blessing be upon her, Lord God. Continue to look down upon our sister with much favor, Lord God. Continue to be her guide and her direction. Continue to be the strength she so desperately stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember Sister Mellison as she leads the choir, Lord God, or leads the devotional service. We pray a special prayer for her, and we thank you for this dear sister, how she gets up, Lord God, and she's here, dear Father, and goes out and picks up, dear Father, the young people so that they can be in the house of the Lord. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless and be with her. Remember our trustees, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one of them. We thank you for Brother Levester, Lord God, and Brother Maurice and Brother Tony and Brother Robert, Lord God, Sister Melita, dear Father, as they tend to the business of the church, Lord God, and also Brother Reggie. I know he helps out too, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless each and every one of them, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that Their task is not easy, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that they are fervent in spirit, Lord God, that they don't mind, their Heavenly Father, the work that they do here in the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you for these dear brother and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember Brother Levester's family, Lord God. Remember his daughters. Remember his son who's traveling, dear Father, each and every day up on the highways, Lord God. Grant traveling mercies to William, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Mr. Dalton. We don't see him as of yet, but we continue to lift him up in prayer to you this morning, dear Father. Remember others that we haven't seen out in a while, Lord God. We pray for Kiva, Lord God. Haven't seen her out in services, Lord God. And pray, Lord God, that you would continue to be with her. Speak to her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray for others, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, send in souls, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy extended unto us. I thank you this morning for what you've done for me, Lord God. And I thank you for giving me the message, Lord God, that you would have for me to deliver, Lord God. Now, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that these words, dear Heavenly Father, that come out of my mouth, dear Heavenly Father, as you stated, Lord God, this is your word, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Remembering Sister Carol, Lord God, we thank you for her being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Ask that you would continue to look down upon her with much favor this day. Remember her request, Lord God, for her loved ones, especially for her brother, Lord God. Her desire is to see him saved, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would remember her request. Remembering Sister Regina, we thank you for her, Lord God, and how you have been so good to her, Lord God. And remember her loved ones. Remember her daughter and her grand and her great-grand, Lord God. Oh, her desire is to see them saved likewise, dear Father. And so we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Remembering, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith, thank you for her being out this morning. Oh, Father God in heaven, her loved ones too, Lord God. She has called out their names, Lord God, her sister, her daughter, her grands, her great-grands, Lord God, her nephews, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we all have so many family members, Lord God. It's our desire to see them saved. But Lord God, we know, dear Heavenly Father, they've got to come to the truth of your word, dear Father. So in the name of Jesus, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord, as we intend, dear Father, to let us invite them out to the house of God. Let us continue, Lord God, to say to them, will you come to the house of God? Will you come hear the word of God? We know when you come to hear, dear Heavenly Father, you'll hear what the good news is. You'll hear how Jesus Christ can bring you through situations, dear Heavenly Father. You'll hear how, dear Heavenly Father, even in the midst of a trial, Lord God, you can lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. You can shout out praises to his most precious and holy name, dear Father. Even I think of Sister Fran, even in the midst, dear Father, of all her pain, Lord God, that she was going through. Brother Scott said she would cry out, Jesus. She would knew that she could call upon him, dear Father. And so, Lord, that is what we have, dear Heavenly Father. When we're in Christ Jesus, we have a right, Lord God. We have a privilege, Lord God, to call upon the one who is able, Lord God, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. Father, thank you for that privilege. Thank you, Lord God, for saving our souls this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we remember all those on the sick and shut-in list. And ask a special prayer and blessing to be upon them, Lord God. Remembering, Lord God, likewise, as he's come into my mind, Brother Mann, dear Father, Brother Sammy Mann and his family, remember them, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we don't want to forget anyone. We know we have a prayer later on, dear Father. So we just ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would hear our humble cry. Thank you, Lord God, for blessings, dear Father, this day. Thank you for blessing Sister Melita to be in the media room. Thank you, Lord God, for all the work that she does there, Lord God, and her and Brother PJ. We just thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, Lord God, her desires to see her husband and her family members saved, dear Father. And so we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would hear our humble cry. Now have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. We just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for all your provision that you have supplied to us. Thank you for Brother Byron, dear Father, our superintendent. Thank you, Lord God, for how you blessing, dear Father, with the word, dear Heavenly Father, to what he, the exhortation that he gives concerning your word. Thank you for that. Have thine own way, Lord God, this day, we beg of thee. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
I'm going to change the opening song. It's a word we're just going to sing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.
God. Yeah. Amen. So many times that's all you can say is just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Praise
consider
God.
All that God has done for us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Giving him glory and honor and praise this morning.
Amen.
For he is God.
Yes, he is.
He said, I am. And nothing more needed to be said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That we serve I am.
Yes.
Amen. I am is our Father.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
I am is our hope.
Amen.
Praise God this morning.
Amen.
So glad to be in the house of God. So glad to be among the people of God.
Amen.
And to know that the Lord is in our midst because he's in our hearts.
Yes.
He was in our hearts when we came. And so we know that he is present here today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. We give honor to our pastor,
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins, and we thank God for her. All that he has done for her and all that he does for us through her.
Yes.
Praise our God. Glad to be in the house of God this
Amen.
Morning. Our responsive reading is found in the Gospel according to St. John,
Amen.
Chapter 8. John chapter 8,
Amen.
Verses 1 through 12. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Yes.
Amen. His word that was made flesh in the person of Jesus.
Yes.
His word that's hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against him.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Reading responsively. Amen. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
they say unto him,
Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee?
And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more together. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Thank God for the light of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
we can only have it if we follow after Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thankful. When we follow after Jesus, we can come to him in prayer.
Amen.
We can bring our petitions, knowing that Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
Knowing that he is at the right hand of the throne of God interceding even now.
Amen.
For us. Knowing that God will receive our humble cries because of Jesus.
Amen.
So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer.
Amen.
Either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith.
I had the opportunity to talk to each of my children for a while. And one is Yolanda, but I talked to my grandchildren, Noelle and Janelle, yesterday to see how they were doing. Because I'm very going to get calls from them. But it came to my mind, I'm going to call them tomorrow because I have tomorrow off. I'm going to invite everyone to the Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And all that can come, I'll pick them up. They don't want to come.
I give them to
God and I need them. Yes. But they need to hear the word of God. Because time is winding up. The ministers will be there. Preach. Rule the Lord. We're already having rule of the Lord every day.
Yes.
The Lord is feeling so high. People are taking one another's children. Yes. Leaving them Israel. When they start killing the children. That's sad. You're taking a child's life.
Yes.
You're going to be born again. You're going to raise up. People are scared. But you know what? I have faith and trust in God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. One thing about it, after you leave here, I know what I'm going to do. And I'm looking for heaven. You're my home.
Dear God. Dear God. Amen.
So keep on thinking.
Amen. So remember Sister Smith and remember her unsaved loved one. She's going to talk to each of them. She's going to talk to her daughter and grandchildren and invite them to come to church. To come, and if they'll consent, she'll go and get them. So we'll be in prayer, saints, that the Lord will deal with their hearts as Sister Smith talks to them, and that the Lord will draw them to come. And the Lord will give Sister Smith grace and the words to say, even as she talks to them about coming out to the house of God. Sister Carol.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. So remember Sister Carol, and she's so thankful for what God has done for her. She says he's done so much for her, she cannot tell it all. And continue to remember her in prayer, remember her family members. We thank God for touching her brother and his body. Continue to remember him, his family. Remember there's them and their souls. Remember the young man, the young repair man that came to her home, Sam. Remember him and his soul as well. That the Lord would talk to his heart. I'd like to be remembered. I feel a little weak today, so just continue to remember me in prayer, please.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb texted and said remember her and her family in prayer. And likewise, remember the Scott family. They lost their father, so remember them. Not Brother Scott, but a friend of mine.
Yes.
They lost their father.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, Brother Levester.
Remember William, he's still in California, and I talked to him yesterday. They found a place with my brother. He liked it. They were supposed to move in yesterday, but I told William that he had a very complications. He's older than I am, so I remember William, and what he's going to have to go through.
Amen.
I talked to him. I told him, why don't you just go in your place? They got a place where they can stay.
He wants
to go over and try to supervise
them.
Just remember that.
Amen. Amen. But Levester, I have to remember his son, William, who is in California, helping Brother Levester's brother, James, to get settled and to get moved. And remember his brother, James, in prayer for the move. And also remember William, that he will be a help and then will have the patience required to do what's necessary, that the move will be completed. Remember Brother Reggie, his family, much in prayer in their hour of bereavement. God will give them the strength that they need. Brother Byron.
Truly really thank the Lord to be here, saints, and thank you always for your prayers for me and my family. Mm-hmm. Remember Jacob, he did go to see Wednesday or Thursday of this week. He was supposed to go out one day and then they postponed it for some reason unknown, and then they sent them out. So, and I did read where they were sending some ships over near the Israel area where they would have some those fire kits that
protect
and able to help if they call upon them or whatever. So I don't know if he's in that group, but they can tell you what group's going to pray.
Yes.
He went out a day late because they had to hope him in for some reason.
Amen, amen. So remember Brother Byron's request. Remember him much in prayer. Remember his family in prayer, and particularly Jacob, who shipped out and will be possibly going in the area near where the war between Israel and Hamas is going on. So just remember much in prayer. We have been praying for him. And we'll continue earnestly to pray for God's protection.
One of the things God did so good going went to see about pacemaker. I don't have to go back to
praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Sister Carol said that after going to the doctor and they checked her pacemaker and everything looks good and she'll not have to go back, Lord's will, for a year. And so we thank God, give God all the glory for that. Amen. Praise God.
Sister Blake, I just want to praise the Lord too. I was able to get a shoe on this morning. I'm not in a tennis shoe. So I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Each week there's progress, but I still have to,
praise.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
I don't have on tennis shoes today.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God.
I'm Sister Holt, and I pray. Thank you. Each and every one of you for your prayers in behalf of me and my family.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Lord bless you, Sister Paul. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We thank God for. We can pray to him and know that he will hear. We lift up holy hands and we come to him with a pure heart. We know he hears our petitions. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Jackson if he would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone who has a special need, know that you can bring it to an altar of prayer.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 264. 264 in the worship of the Lord. 264. There is a balm in Gilead. 264. In the worship of the Lord. In the worship of the Lord. In the worship of the Lord.
Worship the Lord.
Grant. In the worship of the
Lord.
Him Lord. 264.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit
the sin sick soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we truly thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, that we can be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Agreeing in prayer, dear Heavenly Father, and our prayer requests, and just giving thanksgiving to you for everything that you have done for us and what you're going to continue to do, dear Heavenly Father. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless those that are on the way that haven't gotten here yet. Any guests that we should have coming, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you allow your spirit to be at the door to welcome, dear Heavenly Father, to know that they came to the right place, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the preach word that you have provided for our speaker. And Lord, to just give thanks and thanksgiving for the things that you have done for them, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you remember each and every prayer request. If I should happen to miss some, Lord, that thy spirit remind me, dear Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Lord, you know all. And we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would just remember, first of all, I want to pray for Brother Byron and his family, dear Heavenly Father, especially Jacob, because I've been in the military before, dear Heavenly Father, and I know how that things happen, and you have leaders, and sometimes they cancel things that you can have to be on standby. I remember the Cuba incident when Kennedy was president. I couldn't even call home. But Lord, you took care of me, dear Heavenly Father, and we were all on standby duty, and I guess all the forces, dear Heavenly Father, at the generals and the war people and the president get together and decide what's best, dear God. But I ask that you remember those children and women and elders and seniors, dear Heavenly Father, in those countries, dear Heavenly Father, have suffered great loss. And Lord, they have no place to go, dear Heavenly Father. And listened to the news this morning before I left and how they were saying that the scammers take advantage of opportunities like this, dear Heavenly Father. They don't send clothes or money to a lot of things that come. They have a special place for it and food, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our military, first of all, but remember those souls, dear Heavenly Father, that have lost and innocent bloodshed and children and the homeless is going to take place because of that. And just remember them, Lord. They need our prayers. And Lord, this your grace and mercy, dear Heavenly Father, be extended unto them. And I ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that she didn't have to go back and hope she won't have to go back. My mother had a pacemaker, and they have them now that you can just, it's digital. They improve them every year. But remember her, dear Heavenly Father, and her walk with thee. And remember Frank, dear Heavenly Father, her brother, dear Heavenly Father, her heart's desire to see him saved. And I know Frank personally, too, and coming up, and I would like to see that happen to him, too, that he may give his heart to thee, dear Heavenly Father. And, remember his family members, and remember Regina and her family members. That's her brother, and remember her house and her children, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the children that came here today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank the Lord that they are being here, and that the teachers may be able to teach them, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you make a way that my granddaughter, little Aminia, that she'll be able to come back, dear Heavenly Father, since we got the van going. And Lord, I'll just remember her and remember Tina and her whole family, dear Heavenly Father. You remember their mother, dear God. Ask that you remember James, my grandson, dear Heavenly Father. I'd like to see him get reinstated back into the church again, Lord. And, you make provisions for those who have saved and have gone out, dear Heavenly Father, but he has to come back, and he's missing out on this wonderful salvation. So I ask that you remember him. Remember his sister, Shaniqua. I suppose she wants to come over. I think it's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. She made an appointment and asked me to pray for her. And just like to sit down and just see what's on her heart and ask that you give me the words to say unto her, dear Heavenly Father, that her soul may be won and not lost. In Christ's name I pray. I ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and her family members, dear God, and remember Sister Marietta, dear Heavenly Father, her walk with thee. Each day I ask that you give her the grace and the strength, dear Heavenly Father, to go on and in this salvation that you provided us for, dear Heavenly Father, the wind so let our light continue to shine, dear Heavenly Father, and remember Sister Laurencine and Brother Maurice downstairs, dear Heavenly Father, taking care of the children, and remember them, and remember my brother Reggie here, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you extend your mercy and grace, dear Heavenly Father, as he needs it to get through these days, dear Heavenly Father, he has to face, dear God, and let him know that the church, the brothers and sisters here are lifting him up daily in prayer, dear Heavenly Father, and laying down their bread and water on his behalf, dear God. Remember him and his family. And I ask the Heavenly Father that you remember Brother Robert Williams. He's here, and remember him and his house and his family. I ask that you remember the Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre. I don't know if they're here yet. And so like I heard a little child, and remember them and their coming, remember Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father, and they're going and coming, dear Heavenly Father. Bless the whole family, dear God, and their prayer request, dear God. Ask that you remember Sister Patricia Blake, dear Heavenly Father, and soreness in her shoulder. Ask that you continue to bless her and remember her and her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, remember, dear Heavenly, the prayer request of Sister Jenkins, dear God, and her prayer request that she made for, I think it's the ex-co-worker, and remember him and that request. Remember Sister Millicent and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and she leads the songs, and remember her and her walk with thee. Amen. Remember dear Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, especially. Lord, we know that the weather is bad, but she's tuned in on the radio, dear Heavenly Father, and I ask that you bless her in body and in spirit, dear Heavenly Father, her ears, that she may be always in tune to hear the word, dear Heavenly Father, that she needs. Bless her family, dear Heavenly Father, and all those that take care of her in a special way, Lord, until we be able to see her again, and your will be done. We ask that you remember Mr. Dalton. Don't know if he's here yet or not, or if he's coming. Ask that you remember him. And thought about the Heavenly Father, Santas Willis. Lord, I ask that you remember him, the Heavenly Father. He's got a soul. He's heard the truth, and he knows where to come, dear Heavenly Father. So many, dear Heavenly Father, out there that love darkness rather than light. But Lord, we ask that you send your mercy and grace unto them, dear Heavenly Father, that they may, Spirit may open up their eyes and their ears, dear Heavenly Father, and their hearts to receive what thus says the Lord, that the souls may be saved. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy and unconditional love, dear Heavenly Father, that people do not understand. And we know when Jesus was here in the flesh and what he did on the cross for all of us, dear Heavenly Father, that he on the cross separated the unbelievers and the believers, dear Heavenly Father, what he did on the cross. Oh, what an amazing Savior we have there, God. And we thank you for every drop of blood. It's not going in vain. And the Heavenly Father, remember him, us, as the children, dear Heavenly Father, that would be obedient to the end. And Lord, I ask that you remember all the children that are here. Brother PJ, I seen him coming in. Remember him and his family, dear God. And remember Matthew and London, Haley and Grant and Olivia. Remember Sister Indy. I don't know if she's coming in or not. And remember her in Affinity. I ask that you remember Sister June Webb and her family, dear God. And remember all those on the radio and telephone connections, dear God, that this message and this day, dear Heavenly Father, that something will be said that they will not forget, dear Heavenly Father, and cause them to give their heart unto thee. I ask you just continue to remember my son. William is in California, taking care of his uncle, dear Heavenly Father, and I ask that you give him patience and directions and guidance and that he needs, dear Heavenly Father, for his soul too. Remember all those on the prayer list, dear Heavenly Father. And again, if I have missed any one, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you know and omnipotent and omnipresent, all you know them all, dear Heavenly Father. So you know what everybody's in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen me, dear Heavenly Father. I may always walk upright before you, dear Heavenly Father. Be an example to my family members, dear God. And whatever you ask me to do, the strength that you would give me, dear Heavenly Father, that I may obey thy will and humble myself before thee. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
praise God, amen.
Thank God. Thank God for all the foregoing prayers. I'm going to offer prayer once again as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We're just thankful for what God has done for us, what he has provided for us. So we know that we could not do it ourselves. Anything that we have, God has given it to us. And so it's truly a privilege to obey his word and bringing in our tithes and offerings. This being the third Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate. And our tithes and offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your many, many, many blessings, Lord. You've made provision for us, dear God, and in every way, dear God. Lord, first by giving your son, dear God, to die that we might be saved. And Lord, after we sought the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord, you've added all these other things, Lord, for us. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your mercy, dear God, for your tender love, dear Father, that is extended to us every single day. Amen. And Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings in, Lord, for thee, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father. Amen. And Lord, because we bring them with thanksgiving, Lord, and with joy, dear God, in our hearts, because you are God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, dear Lord, for their use. Help us, Lord, to be good stewards, dear Father, of those things, Lord, that you have provided for us. And we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them, dear Father, as only you can. For, Lord, you know, Lord, what the needs will be. And we know, dear God, that you will see to it, dear Father, that, Lord, that what is provided, dear God, will meet, Lord, each need. Bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Do you hear them coming closer, throning up the
blood-washed garments pure and white. She's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. She is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthems filling all the earth and sky? 'Tis a grand victorious army lifted banner up on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. We shall triumph on the morrow, even now our joys begin.
Praise God.
Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior, we shall reign with him on high.
Praise God.
Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior, we shall reign with him on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. It is a glorious church
without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Do you know my Jesus? Amen, amen. Do you know my Jesus?
Do you know my Jesus?
Jesus? Amen. Do you know my friend?
Amen.
Have you heard? He loves
Come
you
on.
And that he will abide till the end. Amen. That's an invitation. That is an invitation. Praise our God. Do you know
my Jesus?
Amen. He's mine because I believe in the blood to save and to keep. Praise our God. We thank God for his goodness. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God
Amen.
That he has been listening to us.
Amen.
As we pray and as we praise him. Now we must listen to him.
Amen.
So we're going to pray that the Spirit of God would give our pastor utterance to preach the word of God to our hearts, to our minds.
Amen.
We're going to pray that we will receive it in the spirit and that we will obey it and walk in the light. Because truly, as the word is being preached, the light is being shown.
My.
So we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for allowing us, Lord, the privilege, Lord, of coming to you, dear Father, for allowing us the privilege, dear God, of praising your most holy name, dear God.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for receiving our praise, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for receiving our worship of thee. And now we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your anointing would be upon the preaching of your precious, precious word. Lord, we know that your word has the power, Lord, to change lives, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to preach your eternal word. Lord, that you would give her utterance, dear God, from your spirit, dear God, that you would give her power to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her, Lord, in her body, dear Father. Give her the strength, dear God, to stand, dear Father. Give her the strength, dear Father, to preach your truth, dear God. For truly we know, dear God, in this dark world, Lord, your truth, dear God, is the only light, dear Father, that this world can receive. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her from on high, dear God, and allow her to preach your word, dear God, in the power of the Spirit. And we pray, dear God, your anointing on us hearers, dear God. Lord, that we would receive your word, dear God, as it is sent by Spirit.
Lord, that you would touch our hearts, dear God, to receive all of your word, dear Father. And Lord, to give us the power, Lord, to obey your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, for souls and hearts, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Those who don't know our Jesus, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, by your power, Lord, you would touch their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they would seek, Lord, to know what must I do to be saved. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your power, Lord, that in the blood of Jesus, Lord, would reach them, dear God, even as they reach to thee, dear God. Lord, that they might be saved this very day. Have your way, dear God, and truly, dear God, help us, Lord, to receive all, Lord, that you would have for us to receive. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen. We'll sit in prayer as our pastor, Sister Renee Jenkins, comes before us.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake. Truly, we thank the Lord for you, and we're going to trust that the Lord will touch you. Sister said she wasn't feeling well, so let us just offer up a brief prayer for her right now. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we call upon your precious name, dear Lord, we say a special prayer and blessing upon our dear Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father. She said she was feeling a little weak, dear Heavenly Father, in her body. And so, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her where she may be weakened and build her up where she may be torn down. We know, Lord God, that she does a lot of work, dear Heavenly Father, in the house of the Lord. And sometimes, Lord God, she may even forget about her own self. But, Lord God, we're lifting her up to you right now. We want her to know how much we love her. And we know you love her best, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you grant her strength, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God, throughout the services today. And we know Sister Blake is going to give you all praise and glory and honor due unto your name. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord for your presence here this day. And I trust you have your Bibles. I ask our young people to get out your word, get out the Bible this morning, get out something to write with, because we are living in some serious times right now. Serious times. We don't know how long it's going to be before the Lord comes back. If Jesus doesn't tarry, well, he may be coming back, and we sooner than what we think. We're seeing signs right now that are letting us know that it's sooner than what we think. I know our Bible tells us that in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we've gone over this scripture many times, and he tells us that nation shall rise against nation. We're seeing it right now. We're hearing of all the trouble, all the rumors of war, but he tells us, see that we be not troubled. And be not troubled meaning sooner we not be shaken and run away from him. But in that trouble, we need to make sure that our peace calling is an election sure with him. That if anything would happen, that we are ready to go. Because Jesus in that word, he told us, he said, take heed. See, there's something we've got to take heed to. We see the signs of the time. We see that signs are letting us know that things are worsening and getting worse than what they were. And so let us be ready to go. Not getting, but let us be ready. Because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. But we are seeing things happening right now that are letting us know that time is winding up. Time is winding up. In our hearing this morning, we read John, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 12. And as we said, we trust you have your Bibles with you. We know this is a continuation of what the Lord has given. We're going to continue as long as the Lord continues to give us more and more information about following Jesus. Because the more I get into his word and the more I study and the more I think that I'm coming to a closure of the Spirit of the Lord gives more. And so I know this is not going to be in because the Lord, Spirit of the Lord had me yesterday as I was studying for this, giving me more information to give concerning following Jesus. And so we truly thank the Lord that the Lord is blessing us. We read in our hearing John 8, 1 through 12, and we would like to go back there to the 12th verse of that 8th chapter of St. John. Lord bless. And we say to those who are listening in, as a song just was sung, do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard? He loves you. And if you don't know him, get to know him. He said, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And his voice is his word. So get to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject following Jesus. Throughout this message series, the Holy Spirit has revealed to us that following Jesus is more than just you and me saying words. It's a way of life that requires action, that requires us to be committed to the one that we are following. Jesus said in Matthew, the sixth chapter, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, Matthew 16, verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Here Jesus is asking each of us to count the cost of following him. He's saying that we must be willing to set aside our own desires, our own ways to follow him. We must be willing to endure whatever it takes to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, knowing that we might lose some friendships, knowing that we might lose some family members along the way, because not everyone is going to understand saints of God, our righteous stand. Not everyone's going to understand our holy way of living in this present world. They may even come, become distant to us. They may want not to be around us, but will our loyalty and will our commitment be to the cause of Jesus Christ, or will it be to a friendship? You see, in the natural, we oftentimes hear the word loyal being used to describe us as maybe like a customer, meaning that we purchase more at this particular store than at others. Also, we ourselves speak of being loyal to a cause. Many of us are loyal football and basketball fans, meaning that we support a certain team or our allegiance is to a certain team. But regardless of whether they're winning or whether they are losing, but you see, as a child of God, our loyalty and commitment must be to Jesus Christ. It should surpass all our favorite football teams. All our favorite baseball team, basketball team, all our recreational activities. Our loyalty to him means that you and I have decided to leave our old sinful lifestyle, our old simple way of living, and commit ourselves completely to Almighty God. Amen. It's like being in a marriage. You know, before you get married, you may be out there courting many and all others, but when you become married, all of that is off. Amen? Amen. Before we can ever turn to God, first of all, we've got to realize that we need him. You see, we're living in a time right now where people don't realize they need Jesus Christ. Oh, they see all the things that are happening, saints of God. They hear the news reports. They see all the destruction in our land. They hear about all the killings that are going on. They come around, they cry, and they set up monuments and flowers and various things and crosses, and they cry out that, oh, this has got to stop. All of this nonsense needs to stop. But you have to find that you have a need for Jesus Christ, and the only way for it to stop is for mankind to come to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Praise our God. And then when you come, you got to admit that you sinned against God and you need God's forgiveness, and that you're looking for a better way of life, a better way of life than what you were living. And once we understand how much God loved us and that he was willing to give his life for us, the Bible tells us in 1 John 4, verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Christ Jesus was the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He died on the cross,
and was resurrected, paying the price for our sins and healing the relationship between God and humanity. Praise our God. That relationship was broken in the Garden of Eden. We're speaking with the children this morning or the young people this morning about it. We're speaking about how Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and they broke that relationship with Almighty God. And the only way that relationship can be restored is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He made it possible for us to be reconciled to God. But are we willing to put ourselves, our mind, and our body, and our spirit, and our soul into the hands of Almighty God? See, you've got to be willing. You got to have a desire for him. Amen. When we follow Jesus, we'll want to know more and more about him. In Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 6, Jesus says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." You see, just in like in the natural world, our food and water are necessary to sustain us in this life. And without proper nutrients for our body, we would not be able to maintain a healthy body and mind. Oh, we would become weak. And we would find ourselves having low energy. Sister Lawrence, he knows what I'm talking about. Amen? So is righteousness to our spiritual life in Christ Jesus. We cannot say that we are of God, but we do not possess his holiness. We do not possess holy living. We do not enjoy eating from the perfect law of liberty and in continuing therein. You see, when we trust God at his word, our lives will change. How many have found that to be so? There will be no guessing game as to who we serve. The world will be able to see Christ Jesus reigning within you and I. If we are truly following Jesus Christ and we are hungering and thirsting for God's righteousness, we shall never fall from our steadfastness. You see, this is what Brother Byron was saying to us on Wednesday night. Just as we must have all the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, we must have all of the Beatitudes that Jesus spoke about here in Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Amen.
We got to have each and every one of them. You cannot have one without the other. You see, as we follow Christ, there are many things that we must do to keep ourselves from falling. I ask that you turn with me to 2 Peter. Praise our God. And in the first chapter, 2 Peter 1. Praise our God. You see, in this passage of scripture, Peter speaks to us about the godly things that we must have. Praise our God. In verse 8 of that scripture, he lets us know about the spiritual abundance that we will receive when these things are present in our Christian walk. He says there in verse 8, he said, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin." You see, here Peter was letting us know that if these things are found in our lives, then we will never be barren, but we will always be a fruitful branch for God's glory. This implies that we will be witnesses and soul winners for Jesus Christ. But let us look at what these things Peter is talking about. He says back there in verse 4 of his scripture, he said, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." Saints of God, do we believe in the promises of Almighty God? Are we set on the promises that God has made in his word? Do we believe that our God is able to do what God says in the word of God? Do we believe when God said in the word of God, "Before you ask, I've already answered. And while you are yet speaking, I will hear your cry." Do we believe that, saints of God, when we come before the Lord in prayer and supplication, do we believe God has already heard our prayer and that God is able to answer while we are yet talking to Almighty God? You see, if we begin to doubt God when we come in prayer, there's no use or no sense in us praying to Almighty God. We've got to be able to lay it at the altar of Almighty God and allow the God to work work through. I know many of us right now, saints of God, we are wanting our loved ones to be saved. We are praying earnestly for them. On Tuesdays, we are calling their names out. We are calling them out by individuals. We are also calling them out by groups. Oh, we are calling them out to Almighty God. We've got to know that God is hearing and that, yes, God is working and God is answering our prayers. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I don't see them coming. Oh, you don't know how God is working it out. You don't know what God is doing, because there was one day somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for me. And I am saved today because somebody continued to pray. And as Brother Jackson says, has laid aside their bread and their water, and so that souls might be saved. And we are saved today because of it. Some of gone on into eternity and do not know that we are saved right now. There are many in eternity right now that do not know that we are where we are in the church of God, but that's about God's business. Let us just continue to lift them up to Almighty God. Praise our God. He went on to say there that by these ye might be partakers. Praise our God, of the divine nature. Oh, that's what we want, saints of God. We want to have the divine nature of Almighty God. He said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, we were out there in this world, and all of us had the evil desires of this world. All of us had that sin nature when we were out there doing what we were big enough. But now we want the divine nature of God. He went on to say, and besides this, he said, giving all diligence. Oh, look at what he is telling you and I, what you and I must do. He said, giving all diligence. Praise our God. Add to your faith virtue. Praise our God. You see, being a follower of Christ is to be pursued with diligence. It involves us being devoted to the things of God, being persistent and attentive to the things of Almighty God, meaning to apply ourselves to this Christian walk with effort. Oh, I know, saints of God, we're living in some perilous times, but we've got to be persistent. Why? Because the enemy of our soul is doing everything he can to get us to turn away from God. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying this afternoon? The enemy is out there in force. He is trying to keep us from serving Almighty God, and so we can't leave one stone unturned, so to speak. What is saying, Sister Renee, we are told in Proverbs, the 4th chapter and verse 23, I want you to hold here to Peter, but listen to what the Solomon told us there in that scripture. He said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Oh, we've got to take case special attention and care to our hearts, saints of God. We can't get lackadaisical and careless and lazy in our walk with Almighty God, as we're seeing many right now are doing. Many professed believers, they are approaching God in such a half-hearted way. Oh, but there is no, that is not anywhere in the Bible. God didn't reflect in the Bible that we are to live like that, but God wants us to have zeal. He wants us to be fervent in spirit, fervent in love for Almighty God, because the Bible speaks against slothfulness. The Bible speaks against laziness. He speaks against inattentiveness. And saints of God, amen, we cannot allow that to be in our lives. Amen. Praise our God. Many are walking around daydreaming, daydreaming about the things of God. No, God doesn't need daydreamers, but God needs steadfast, unmovable children, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. We have read many times in the Word of God where we have been instructed to wake out of sleep. We're told in Romans 12, verse 11, we are told, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Proverbs 6, verse 6 says, go to the ant, thy sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 20, verse 4 says, a sluggard will plow by reason of the cold, will not plow, excuse me, by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. We're seeing that right now. Amen. Mm-hmm. People will not go out and get a good paying job, but they'll stand out on the street with a sign.
Yeah.
Help me. Or I've even seen families. The people have their whole family sitting there. We fell on some hard times. We need diapers and all this kind of stuff. And it looked like a healthy man standing there with the wife and all the children. And oftentimes I say to myself, I'm not passing judgment on anyone. I'm just saying what the Spirit of the Lord has given me. Many times they're standing there with these big old signs, and then there's a big sign behind them and say hiring $15 an hour, but they won't even go in there and work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, but God didn't want us that way.
Amen.
God didn't want us that way. He told us in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, he said, if any would not work, he said, neither shall he eat. Do we believe that? Yes. Amen. You see, God is looking for people who are diligently pursuing righteousness and obedience. And if not, we will experience failure in our walk with Jesus Christ. Jesus made it clear in another scripture in Luke 9. We're going back to 2 Peter, that those who wish to be his disciples must be all in for him. There is no half-hearted or laid-back easy way to the cross.
Amen.
Praise our God. Turn there for a moment. We'll come back to 2 Peter.
Amen.
Turn there just for a moment to Luke. Praise our God. Let us lift up a prayer for little Cole. I don't know what's going on, but let's remember him much in prayer. Praise our God. Praise our God. Lord bless him. Praise our God. Praise our God. He said, and it came to pass, verse 57 of Luke 9. He said, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. My. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. Oh, here we go. Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. I know many have said that it seemed as if Jesus was being inconsiderate of this man. However, let us look at it through spiritual eyes. Remember John 4, verse 24 tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus in no wise was saying that their family was unimportant or insignificant, nor was he slighting them whatsoever. But what he was saying to them is what he is saying to you and I today. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see, folks tend to procrastinate. Folks can tend to allow a lot of things they put off during you're doing the things that God wants us to do. They try to put off serving Almighty God. And God is calling on lives to come. I firmly believe that God's calling and his timing is always perfect. If folks continue to put him off until a better day or till they want to serve him, or I've got to go do this, Lord, or I've got to go do that, Lord. Oh, they're going to miss his call altogether. Praise our God. We're told in Genesis 6, another scripture. In Genesis 6, that the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with me. God has given each of us a space, a time to come to him. Let us not take a rain check, so to speak, about our salvation. Let us not try to put it out in the parking lot and say, I'm going to set it out here and I'll get to it later. To Jesus, it matters. It matters what our priorities in this life are. He has to be number one in our lives. Look at what it says in verse 61. It said, and another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man. Oh, listen to what Jesus said. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Saints of God, if we intend to follow Jesus, we cannot continue to look back at our old sinful way of life and glory in those things that we know now had us hell-bound. Oh, there's a lot of things out there had us hell-bound. Our old patterns of life can throw us off the course of Jesus has set for you and I to run. Looking back indicates there's a lack of commitment to Almighty God. Oh, and we don't want that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us go back to 2 Peter. And look at what he said. You see, if we are not watchful in our walk with the Lord, the enemy of our soul is always standing by to take advantage. Peter told us not only that we are to give all diligence, but to add to our faith virtue.
Oh, this lets us know that it is not enough to just walk around saying, I have faith. You see, how we live reveals what we believe. If we are living righteous and holy life, that reveals to the world who and what we believe in. If we are living as sin and living all kinds of ways, it reveals to the world we do not have Jesus in our lives. Amen. I was sharing with Sister Laurencine the other day. We were coming home a couple weeks ago. We were coming home from visiting with my sister Fran, and we came the back way into my neighborhood. She was dropping me off, and we went by a home, and I said to her, I said, look at that home. The gentleman was out. He was putting up all the Halloween things, the ghosts and goblins and tombstones, you know, makeshift tombstones. And his yard, I meant to have Sister Laurencine come back and just see his yard. I said, and then in a couple months, or a month or so, he'll have out there nativity scene. He'll have it all decorated up and with Jesus and various things. Oh, my. My Bible tells me a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's double-minded. You can't be serving the devil 1 month and then turn around a month later and try to act religious. The two don't go together. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. That's what the devil is doing today, saints of God. Oh, he is allowing people are running around in their sins, and they think that they're saved. Learned that in the Sunday school lesson, where people will walk around and say, sin is relative. My. There's no degrees of sin. Oh, it's not that we're just going to sin. Oh, we've got to live for the Lord. And if we do, we'll know where we will spend eternity. And if we don't, we know where we will spend eternity likewise. Amen?
That's right.
You see, faith is the foundation of our salvation. And Jesus Christ is the object of our faith. Our faith in him ought to be more than just us saying we have faith in God. James said these words, and we're gonna base this off of 2 Peter. James says in 2 James, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. You see, our faith alone without any action is not enough to prove that we have a living faith in God. Without works, it reveals an unchanged life. Genuine faith in God leads to a transformed life that is accompanied by good deeds and good actions and things that we do. We are saved by faith and not by work. If our works could get us into heaven, then Jesus died for nothing. Because there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of work. A lot of people out there doing a lot of things they're saying for Jesus Christ. But he most certainly did not suffer and die for no reason. He died for a reason. He died for you. He died for me. He died for this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Oftentimes we hear people ask how they can get to heaven. But it's not so much of how, but who gets us there. Praise God. It is only through Jesus Christ and his righteousness. If anyone wants to be their heaven, to be their eternal home, they must come through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. He said the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, none of us were worthy of being a citizen of the heavenly kingdom. We're told in Revelation 21, verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything. Oh, don't let people fool you, because, you know, people will come around. Well, you know, the devil was in heaven. No. No, that's not what my Bible says. Amen. Oh, he says right here, and it shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Oh, he said, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. And you think about it, the devil was a liar from the beginning. The truth was not, and that's what the word of God tells us, amen? He went on to say, he said, neither whosoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Oh, we're living in a time where lies are just so frequent. Lies are so prevalent. People feel it's okay to lie. And sometimes I even say when they don't even need to lie. And there's never a need for it. But people will just lie and say any old thing. He said, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise our God. That's where we need to make sure that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, you see, our sins would have barred us from entering in. But God had a way to solve that problem. Oh, and he told us in 2 Corinthians, Paul told us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, what he did. He said, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Praise God. It was for our sake that Christ died on the cross. Now that we are saved, God sees us as having Jesus' righteousness. Praise God. And that's what it takes for us to enter in. Praise our God. We are saved by grace through faith and not works. No amount of good works could ever get us into the kingdom of God. Only a good God who sent his perfect son could get us to heaven. And that's by repentance and faith in him. Praise our God. Praise our God. Look what Peter went on to say. He said, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Praise our God. Oh, people are lacking virtue. People are lacking goodness. They're lacking moral things, moral uprightness. They're lacking excellent living for Christ Jesus. Praise our God. He said to virtue knowledge. This is important for us, saints of God, because Hosea 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Also, Jesus in Matthew 22, 29 says, you do err not knowing the scripture. Oh, not only that, but he said our error has caused us to not know the power of God. See, when you don't know the scripture, when you don't know what thus saith the Lord, you don't know the power of God, how God is able to work in our lives, what God is able to do for us. While you will be walking around as the masses are right now, I don't know if God's able. I don't know if God can save me from us. God can save you from your sins. But you have got to want to be saved from them. You've got to want to put that old sinful life behind you to live for Almighty God. Amen? Praise our God. All of us were lost and undone. That's what the word of God lets us know. Paul in Ephesians, that second chapter, he broke it down for each and every one of us. He said, and you hath he quickened who were dead and trespasses. And we were dead and trespasses. Passes and sins. We were spiritually dead to the things of Almighty God. He said, wherein time passed, you walked according to the course of the world. We walked according to this old sinful world. We were just as sinful as the next guy was out here in this world. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, we obeyed the devil. Whenever the devil told us to do something, we obeyed what the devil said. A lot of times you'll hear people say, I would only go so far. Oh, you don't know how far you will go as long as you serve the devil. He said, among whom also we all had. Thank God we had our conversation. That's our old life in time past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Oh, that's why we've got to crucify this flesh. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, we still are fleshly beings. Yes, we are fleshly, but we serve Almighty God. We don't worship this flesh. We don't allow this flesh to dictate to us. Amen? Because that's what the word of God lets us know. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? Because God is in the spirit. We've got to walk in the spirit as God shines a light upon our pathway so that we'll know how to live for Jesus Christ. The world is walking around right now and they're telling people, oh, you can't help but sin. You can't help but do this. You can't help to live. Yes, you can if you want to live for Jesus. If you want to make heaven your home, then you're going to live according to the word of God. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is bringing to my mind, and I know we've used it before. Many of us, and I worked in human resources, many of us, when we go to our new job and to get that new job, We go in there, and the first thing they give us is a policy and procedures manual. And then that policies and procedures manual, oh, it gives you a discipline grid. It tells you exactly what the company is going to accept or allow you to do and what will get you fired. Am I right, saints of God? Oh, and if you don't follow what that policy and procedures manual says, you will lose your job. What are you saying, Sister Renee? This is God's policy and procedures manual. Amen. For his people. This is the word of God that you and I are to eat all of it. We are to live by the word of God. It's profitable. What for what? For correction, for instruction in righteousness, for doctrine, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good work. God wants us to be complete in our walk with Almighty God. God doesn't want us stumbling around like we're in darkness, but God wants us to walk in the light of his eternal word. That's what Jesus was saying in our scripture text we read this morning. I am the light of the world. If Jesus is in you and you are in Christ Jesus, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. Praise our God. Do you have the light of God? Praise our God. God wants us to measure to his word, saints. He wants us to be where he can use us to his glory and to his honor. There's so many that are out there that are unsaved, that need to be saved. Folks are going into eternity. Oh, my God in heaven. Folks are going into eternity every single day. And many do not know Jesus. Oh, we're seeing the atrocity. Look at all the wars. Look at the thousands and thousands of lives that are going into eternity. Young children, babies, mothers, older seniors. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, my, we have to reach them, saints of God. We've got to reach the masses. There's a song, how to reach the masses. But how do we reach them? By lifting him up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Do we believe that? If we lift up Jesus, how do we lift him up? By living righteously, by living a life that honors Jesus Christ in this life. When we say we follow Jesus Christ, let the world know how we follow him. I follow him because he loved me. And I love him so much that I will do everything possible to keep from sinning and living a sinful lifestyle. Praise our God. That's how we live for Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. Yeah, it's hard to live in this world. That's why you got to have Jesus. We can't do it on our own. You got to have Jesus. And when you have Jesus, he enables us to be able to. Amen? I found that to be so. Amen? Amen. Oh, the enemy's pressing every day. Oh, there's all kinds of things coming at each and every one of us. All kinds of things that every time you turn around, the enemy is sending this or sending that. And you got to read this. Brother was sharing with us a couple weeks ago. All the things that you keep getting in. You got to do this by this certain time. The government wants you here. The government wants. Oh, but I thank God. I can pray to a Father in heaven who knows my heart, and he's able to give me direction. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Call on him. Don't think it's so little. Don't think, oh, this is minute. I don't need to call on God. No, call on him. Oh, call on Almighty God. Say, God, I need you right now. I don't understand this. I don't know what they're saying. I need you, Lord. And our God will direct your path. Praise our God. That's what he'll do for us, saints. Praise our God. Let the Spirit of God hear for us, saints, to help us. To help us as we walk in this world. To give guidance to us. The Spirit gives us the strength to resist temptation. He gives us the wisdom to discern right from wrong. He convicts us. Oh, I thank God for it to stay true to our faith. God also provides his word, which is our guidebook for our life. You think about this word of God was left on record for us. But let us go back to 2 Peter for a second there.
I want to finish up what he has given us here about his instructions. He's told us the things that we need to have. He said we need to add to knowledge temperance. Praise our God. We're living in a society that is so out of control right now, saints. Whew, so out of control. We need to add into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience. You see, we got to have self-control. We got to wait on God. We can't run ahead of God. We can't say, you know what, God, you're taking too long. I could have settled this. No, no, allow God to work it out. Amen. And when God works out, he'll work it out to his glory and to his honor. And you'll see that once God works it out and you begin to walk in that way, you'll be able to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I didn't see this. I didn't see that coming, but Lord, you saw it. Amen. Praise our God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Oh, people have got to learn how to be kind. Oh, and to brotherly kindness. Look at what he said. Charity. Charity. Charity is love. Oh, and the Bible says, for if these things be in you, that's what he said in chapter, in verse 8, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. It means that you will have knowledge of what God has for you and I to walk this Christian walk. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, he tells us, give diligence. He says it to us again. He said, to make your calling and election sure. He said, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Praise God. Praise God. That's a promise, amen? That's a promise from God. If we do these things, he has said to us, ye shall, and shall is a guarantee. Ye shall never fall. Praise our God. But saints, we got to walk in faith. We got to walk in faith. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11th chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Jesus in Luke 7, verse 50 says, thy faith has saved thee. In Luke 8, verse 48, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. In Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Praise our God. We've got to walk in faith. We've got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died for us. And we must give our lives to him. This is what Jude was saying to, tells us in verse 3, that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You see, when we contend for the faith, it means we defend the truth of God's word, the truth that is found in God's word against all the false teachings that are going on. Whether it sits well with our family members or not, we've got to tell them the truth of all of God's word, and we've got to stand on that truth. Amen? Yeah. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Praise our God. Saints, I know that we all are leading some busy lives right now. It seems as if the days are going by fast. I don't know about you. I was saying to Sister Blake downstairs, I said, it is already October. We're at October 15th. If the Lord lets us see, Lord willing, this coming Saturday for the fish fry to be the 21st of the month. And we only have two more Sundays after that. No matter how fast the days are going by, you still got to find time for Jesus. You got to find time to read. You got to find time to study. We got to find time to meditate upon God's word. That is what the brethren stress throughout the Bible week. God must be on our minds 24 hours a day. He must be on our minds 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Oh, when we don't know what the scripture saith, we will be like the masses, making mistakes toward the things of God and then trying to cover it up. No, no, no. You see, this Christian walk is not a walk where we fake it until we make it. No, no, no. God wants better than that.
all the things that we just read about are to be active in our lives as we follow Jesus. He wants us to have them operating in our lives at all times, saints of God. Praise our God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how can I have a mind of God at all times? You can have a mind of God at all times. Even when you're sitting on your job, you can be thinking about the goodness of Almighty God. You can be sitting there saying, well, thank you, Lord, you blessed me with this job. Amen. You can be even driving in the car. Lord, thank you. You've allowed me to get this far, no accident. Praise our God. Oh, Lord, thank you. You woke me up this morning. You can be even sitting here right now. You can be just whispering a little prayer. Lord, remember Brother Reggie downstairs. Oh, you can remember the saints of God. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. God is on your mind all time. Even when you're sitting around, even in my leisure, I still have God on my mind. I'm thinking about the things that God is doing for us and how God has blessed. And then something will come to my mind and make me think about, oh, well, how good God is. Amen. Oh, my. And then it'll make me think about someone that needs a prayer. And I'll look up and say, Lord, remember so-and-so. That's having God on your mind. Amen. You may not be ever when you go down and pray. You may not remember everyone, as brother said, Lord, or maybe I might forget someone, but the Spirit of the Lord, remind me, or the Spirit of the Lord, you know, dear heaven, God knows who's on our heart, and God knows who needs our prayer, saints of God. So when we cry out to God, you may not call out my name. You may not call out Sister Blake's name or someone else's name in prayer, but when you say, remember the saints of God, remember your children, that includes you. Amen. 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 Don't let us look at it and say, well, they didn't call my name today, but they called Sister So-and-so's name. Oh, that's all right. I'm in the family of God. Amen. Praise our God. I know throughout the day, saints of God, I don't worry because I know the saints are praying for me as I'm praying for them. I know somebody's calling my name. Amen. Pray. I can feel it. Amen. Oh, I know somebody's calling out. So you may not hear your name. You may not heard your name this Sunday morning, but during the week, oh, you may come in here on Tuesday when the saints are down and they're praying all kinds of names out. Saints are calling out names to Almighty God. Not only are we praying for lost souls, but we're praying for the saints. I know it says in there we're praying for the souls, but we're praying for the saints that we will stay steadfast in our walk with Almighty God. We need that, saints of God. We've got saints that are out there driving. Oh, I hear it on Tuesday when saints are praying. Remember, Brother Byron, he's in his truck. Many of us pray during the day. I know sometimes when I used to go, when I was on my way to Sister Maria's, I'd be traveling. I'd look over and I'd see him hauling, going on the other side of the freeway. And I'd yell, Lord, remember Brother Byron. Watch over him because I know what he's dealing with being up in that big truck. There are others, Lord, that are coming in my mind as I'm traveling. I say, Lord, remember the older saints. Give them strength to get up this morning. Give them strength in their legs. That's all you have to say out to Almighty God. That's praying for the saints of God. You may not call them out by name, but you can say, remember the older saints. Everybody knows he's older. Amen. Amen. There's quite a few of us in there. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. And if the Lord lets us live a little longer, we'll get older. Amen. Praise our God. Following Jesus means that we live lives of service to others. This means we put the needs of others before our needs, saints. We are told in Galatians, turn with me there for a moment. Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And let us not be, he said, and as we have therefore opportunity. Oh, if you have an opportunity, if it was in your power to do something, he said, let us do good unto all men. He said, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Oh, we have a responsibility to each other. Amen. Praise our God. If we have opportunity to help someone else, we're to help them. We're to do good. But let us do good unto all men, especially. Oh, he left that word there, unto them who are of the household of faith. Praise our God. Turn with me to Luke, the 6th chapter. You see in this passage of scripture, Jesus delivers a series of teachings and warnings to his disciples and the crowds that had gathered to hear him speak. And he's saying the same warnings to you and me today. He said there in verse 24, look at these words. He said, but woe unto you that are rich. Woe means sorrow. pity. You're in danger of, got to be careful, be in danger of losing your soul to this world's riches. He said, woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. You see, Jesus is warning against the dangers of wealth and materialism. Saints of God, let us understand what he's saying here and what he is not saying. You see, Jesus is not condemning wealth itself, but rather the love of money. Remember, the scripture does not say that money is the root of all evil, because money is the medium of exchange that we use for payment of goods and services in this world. But in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, it says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Notice it is the love of money. God is to be first love in our lives, not our money, saints of God. We're told in Mark, the 12th chapter, in verse 30, these words. He said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. You think about it. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all. God didn't want half of our heart. He don't want half of our soul. He said, with all thy mind. He don't want half of our mind. He don't want half of our mind to be on the world and half on God. No, God wants all of it. He said, with all thy strength, all the strength we have. You know, sometimes we go out there and we work and work and do, and then we turn around and we sit and say, well, Lord, I don't have time to read. No, love God first. Read before you go out and work in the garden. Read before you do some things. I know many of us, many work, and they don't have much time. Get up in the morning and get some study in for the Lord. Amen. Get to know God before, get up and talk to God before you go to work. You need him. Oh, you need him. I worked for 38 years. I know. You need him on your job. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Some of them I work with, you truly need him. Amen. Praise our God. Pray out and say, oh, Lord, I need you. And when you get there to your job, say a prayer before you get out of your car and walk into your office. And then when you sit down at your desk or whatever you're doing, say another prayer. And as you're going throughout the day, continue to pray for God. Amen. Oh, pray to God and say, Lord, help me. Because someone's going to start something with you. Oh, my. If the word of God tells us when the sons of Job came together, the devil came also. Don't you think the devil's going to come on your job too? You know, we came into the house of the Lord. The devil's trying to come in. The devil tried to do everything he can to keep us from getting here. The devil will put every obstacle in your way. The devil will say many things. The devil will cause you to think, well, they think there's a no, and no one thinking anything of anybody. That's how the devil works in mind. Somebody may come and say, well, sister so-and-so, and say, well, oh, she just, I'm not going to go to church. No, you don't do that on your job. People come up there, and they say all manner of stuff against you. And all you do is continue on to work. Amen? Work in the kingdom of God. I thank God for the saints. If you come to me and say, well, Sister Renee, I don't think so-and-so. All right, okay, all right. If God showed you that, I'm fine. I'm for it. Because you claim you're of the Spirit as well as I am. Let's go pray about it together. And sit down. Let's reason together. That's what the Bible says. Oh, praise our God. He goes on to say, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. My. Praise our God. Oh, my. Paul also had finished up there in 1 Timothy 6:10. He went on to say there, he says, which some coveted after. He said to us in that verse, 1 Timothy 6:10, he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. He said, which while some coveted after, meaning they desired, they wanted, they sought after in such a way that they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You see, this is what is happening in our world today. People are chasing after a chance to be rich. Their pursuit is to look after worldly possessions at the expense of their spiritual wealth. People believe that if they would win the Mega Millions, that they'll be happy. They believe if they just get the next promotion on their job, they'll be satisfied. However, extra money does not mean peace or happiness.
Amen.
Peace and happiness come in knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the one that satisfies. Praise our God.
The devil has folks proudly being self-satisfied. Because they have money and material things, they feel they need nothing spiritual. They don't feel they need to repent nor to be forgiven of their sins. But look at many of the stars. Look at many of them who strung out on drugs. Many of them are depressed. They're lonely. Many of them have living lives. They have luxury. They have all luxury around them. But they can't help themselves because they don't have Jesus. Their money and fame has not brought them the happiness that they thought they would get from it. All saints of God, I believe the message is clear to all of us. If riches should increase, we're told in the 62nd division of Psalms, verse 10, trust not in oppression. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. If you get some money or run into some money, don't set your heart upon that money. Be careful. Don't allow money to take the place of God. Because that money is fleeting. It'll go away. Amen? You may see it today and gone tomorrow. Amen? The way this world in which we live right now, you put it in your bank account and somebody else is looking and they're lurking around with all these hackers and things that are going on, and you go in the bank and you got to give everybody's name to get your money, but they walk in and they can walk out with it. For I don't know how that happens. Amen? But you go in and ask for your mother's last name, your dad's last name, and all these other things and different things that you had to fill out, you know, do you have this kind of car? Did you go here? Or what color do you like? And then you still can't get your money. And then someone else walks in and they walk out with it.
Amen. That's true.
So you may have riches today and be poor tomorrow. Amen. Oh, let us not take place. Let us not let not money take place.
Amen.
Let us not let our bank accounts and 401k plans and other wealth put much emphasis on these things, but instead let us focus on spiritual value. Let us focus on forgiveness, love, compassion, generosity toward others, generosity toward those who are less fortunate than we are. Think about the lost. Every time I drive by and I see them laying out there on the cold cement, and when we come down Sullivan, there's a church down there that just like they camp out here, there's a church down there. We see them camped out, laying there on their blankets, and they're laying on that cold cement sleeping. I think how fortunate we are, saints.
Mm-hmm.
How good God has been to us. To think about someone, you may say, well, Sister Renee, I'm not judging what anyone did. I'm just saying how good the Spirit has given me, how good God has been to us. Amen. By the grace of God, there go I. Thank God. So let us not set our mind on what we have in the bank, but let us set our mind on what we have in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Knowing that our sins have been forgiven, knowing that we are heaven bound, knowing that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Let us set our hearts on that. Praise our God. Praise our God. I know that Bible truths are hard for many to live by, but we've got to live by them, saints of God. I know many in our day and time, we live right now, we have a me-first society where self-reliance is celebrated over God-reliance. Have you ever heard the saying, me, myself, and I? It speaks to self-reliance. It is not a godly virtue to strive for. That's not what God wants us striving for. The devil has people being so boastful that they heap praise upon themselves. You hear them walking around, I did this, I did that. Oh, look at me. However, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 27, verse 2, let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. You see, this is a warning against self-praise. Sister spoke about it in her message not long ago. We live in a time, you know, they brought out, take all these selfies and people running around and taking selfies. I used to figure out what is a selfie, but then I figured it out. People are running around and going, we want to take a selfie. And some are falling off of cliffs and falling off of things to take selfies. That's the kind of world in which we live, saints. Look at me.
That's what they want. You know, people want praise. You see, when we began to boast about what we've done, pride will sink in. Pride will slip in. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. See, we don't want to have pride in our life and boast about what we've done. The danger in becoming arrogant. Yeah, I'm the one that built this up. I'm the one that did. No, no, no. Oh, we got to give it to God. We can't be overconfident in our abilities. As followers of Jesus Christ, our gifts are small, but it is our all. Praise our God. We are nothing without the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. We're told in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Here Paul is letting the saints at Corinth and you and I know that we are not capable of doing anything on our own, but our ability comes from God himself. It's a reminder that we should rely on God's strength and guidance in all aspects of our lives. Proverbs 3, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That means that we should trust God. We should seek his guidance in every aspect of our life. When we acknowledge God and we submit our ways to God, we cannot go wrong, saints. Praise our God. I found that to be so. Lord, should I do this? Lord, I need your guidance and direction on this. You know, the world will tell you a whole bunch of do this, do this, do this, and run and do. No, but you need to seek God. Seek God, and God will tell you exactly what you need. Praise our God. Praise our God. When we seek God, we'll hear in our ears. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 30, verse 24, a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. You see, following Jesus means that we have a righteous zeal for the things of God. Oh, we just don't have a zeal for anything. We just don't have a zeal. Well, I'm just going to, oh, I have a zeal. But no, it's a righteous zeal for the things of God. And we want it to be according to knowledge. Paul warned the Jews about this. Turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, and look at what he says here. In verse 1, he said, brethren, he said, my heart's desire and prayer, he said, to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Saints of God, that's our desire. It's for our loved ones to be saved. We should have a zeal for the souls to be saved. Do we have that zeal? Do we have a zeal for those to be saved, our loved ones to come to Jesus Christ? He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. People need to see that we have a zeal of God, but we want it to be according to the knowledge of God's word. We want them to know that we know the things of God. He said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We're seeing that in our world today. Amen? Amen. We're hearing, we see it all the time. People are establishing their own ways of righteousness. That's why when brother asked that question in our Sunday school book, oh, when the commentator was saying there, and Brother Maurice broke it down so beautifully for us in our Sunday school lesson, underneath our points to consider, and I had circled it, and I put it, he said, in these days of apostasy and unbelief and easy religion, we need to examine our hearts to see whether we be in the faith. So we got to examine our hearts, saints, to make sure that you and I are in the faith the right way. Many now say sin is relative. Oh, brother broke it down, meaning that there's degrees of sin and there's this, or it's bound to have, you're bound to sin, you're bound to do this. He said, in truth, it's changeable. Oh, God's word is not changeable. Oh, God's word doesn't change. He said, I am God, I change not. You see, they're saying the word of truth is changeable depending on what version of the so-called Bibles you read nowadays. Oh, they got so many of them out there, saints of God, where people have changed words around and swift words and changed it here. That's not of God. Because he said before one jot or one tittle of his word shall pass, he said heaven and earth will pass away. God is not going to change his word because we're in the 21st century. God's not going to change his word because many don't want to come God's way. But God's word is going to stand. He said forever, oh Lord, thy word is what? Settled in heaven. God's word is settled. It changes not. It's not going to change for you, and it's not going to change for me. We are going to have to change and conform to the word of God. People today want a religion that allows them freedom to do what they want. But we must want the way of living for Jesus Christ. There's a hymn that we used to sing and haven't sang it in a long time. And it says, Savior, always keep me humble every day. Guide my footsteps lest I stumble along the way. Oh, I can't remember that when old Satan tries to hurt me, I will never more thee stray. Savior, always keep me humble every day. Amen. Praise God. There's another hymn we sing. Humble thyself to walk with God. You got to humble yourself to walk with God. Got to humble yourself to come this way. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor, meaning the humble in spirit. Saints, we must keep ourselves humble and grounded, even in face of success, even when we're making achievements in this life and things seem to be going well, our business is going well, our job is going well, we're getting promoted on our job. We still have got to be humble. God wants us to be God. He wants us to know him. God wants to be relevant in our life. He wants us to trust him. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. God didn't want us to be boastful about things. That's not what God wants. Receive from God gifts. God has blessed us. He doesn't want us to be envious when someone else has something. He doesn't want us sitting around and looking out the window at our neighbors across the street and then we go out and try to buy the same kind of car they have or something bigger than what they got. Psalms 37, verse 1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't fret over what evildoers are doing. Amen. Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't allow folks that you look across the street and see what your neighbor's doing. And if their neighbor's not living right, and they may have a good job. God, the Bible tells us he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. They may be making way more money than what you're making. They may be pulling down six figures and you only two. That's how it works in the world. But trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He tells us in the word of God, my God shall supply all your need. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you believe that? David said also in the Psalms, he said, I was once young, I'm now old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beggar. Do we believe those scriptures? Praise our God. Do we believe that God's going to make sure we have our bread and water is sure? He told us in the word of God, and we've oftentimes said this scripture, and I know it's one of Sister Holmes' favor, where he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, that's what we have to do is seek God first. Why? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What are those things that God's going to add? Well, saints, when we go back and we began to look in the word of God, turn there for a moment with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Praise our God. Look at what he says there in verse 25. Praise our God. Amen. He said, therefore I say unto you, he tells you and I, he said, take no thought for your life. He said, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. Saints, we don't have to walk around worrying and saying, well, I don't know if I have this. Because he said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Oh, praise our God. God feedeth the fowl of the earth. How much more he's going to feed you and I?
Thank you.
Oh, are you much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Oh, look at what it says in verse 30. It said, wherefore if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is
and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, oh, praise our God. We don't have to doubt our way through this salvation. Amen? Because our God is able. He went on to say, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. The unsaved seek these things too. For your heavenly Father knoweth. See, God already knows that ye have need of all these things. Oh, but look at what he tells you and I to do. But seek ye first. Oh, first things first.
Amen.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, you're not just only seeking the kingdom. You're not just searching that, but you're seeking God's righteousness,
Amen.
God's holiness. How does God want me to live? He said, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things we talked about, your food, your water, your drink, your clothing, all these things that you have need of, they're going to be added. Then he said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You don't have to worry about tomorrow because it's going to be have enough evil in it that you'll be praying for on tomorrow. Amen? Praise our God. Our relying has got to be on God. God wants the glory for all that God has done for us. He is freely given to you and I. Following Jesus means that we are a privileged people. The Bible mentions to us that we have an inheritance. God doesn't have his children running around and looking like we're paupers and saying, well, I don't know if my God, I know my God is able. He is able. Oh, to keep that which I've committed unto him. Praise our God. Let us not be ashamed to tell someone that. Amen? Tell God. Somebody may say, well, you know what? You can do better if you go out here and you'll hear people try to convince you. They'll say to you, you know, that's the thing of the day. Oh, you got to go buy a lottery ticket. Have you got your ticket yet? No, I don't buy lottery tickets. Amen? I don't need to stand in a Mega Millions line for a chance. You taking my money and I'm not going to get it back. No, I'll use God's money in a different way. Amen?
Yeah.
To further the kingdom of God,
Amen.
The work of Almighty God. Because I trust in God. Then you hear people standing in line and say, well, you know, if I win, I'll give to the church. God doesn't need your money.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God doesn't need that money. Don't make it think that God had you standing in that line because the church just needs the money. No, he's rich. My Father's rich. Amen. My Father's able to give us all. He's able to take care of sisters here, you, there, everyone. God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Praise. You know, and he doesn't slight any of us. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Now that we're in the family of God, we have an inheritance, saints. The privilege to partake of a wonderful thing. Oh, we're coming to a close. I know we have continuation of this, but let me get this in here, please. In the name of Jesus. Paul said it this way in Ephesians, the first chapter. Look at what Paul says there. Turn with me there for a moment. Trust you're still following along with me in your Bible. He said in Ephesians 1, look at this, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spirit. Oh, thanks to God. Think about it. Look at it. We are blessed with all what? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, praise our God. That's how we can glorify God. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He didn't say material, but spiritual blessing. Oh, because see, you know, when we get God's plan of salvation in the right perspective and do what God says, we don't have to worry about the material. God will supply that, amen? Because he knows you have need of it. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, just think about it. Just reflect on all the wonderful things that are ours because we're saved now. I'm going to share something with you, saints of God. Write these down so you can take them home and maybe read a little bit later on. Titus 3, verse 7 tells us that we are heirs of eternal life. Praise our God. Hebrew 1 and verse 14 lets us know that we are heirs of salvation. Praise our God. Galatians 3 tells us that we are heirs of the promise made to Abraham. Galatians 3, verse 29, he lets us know that. In Romans 4,
verse 13, it says, for the promise that he should be the heir. Praise our God. And then in Romans 8, verse 17, he says to us that if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Praise our God. That's what we are heirs to, saints, now that we're children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we delight in the things of Almighty God. Oh, now that we are followers of Jesus. Well, I believe we are privileged people. Amen? Amen? We're royalty. That's what my Bible says. Oh, my Bible lets us know that you and I are royalty. You may look at me and say, well, Renee, I don't see. Oh, but he lets us know in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. In verse 9, look at what he said. He said, but you are chosen generation. Oh, praise our God. I mean, we've been set apart for God. Set apart for God's use. He said, a royal priesthood. Do you feel that royalty now? He said, in a holy nation, a peculiar. It doesn't mean we're funny. It means that we've been set apart. We're procured for God, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what we are, saints of God. We've been chosen of God. God has called us out of the darkness of this world. We are now living righteous and holy and sober lives for Almighty God. We're not still living after this world because Jesus Christ, in our scripture text, he let us know. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Now that we're following Jesus Christ, we no longer walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you have the light of life this afternoon? Praise our God. Praise our God. He said in verse 10 there, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise our God. You see, we live honest lives, saints of God, in this world. Honest lives before mankind. Praise our God. Praise our God. I thank God for his word, saints. As I said at the onset, I know we couldn't finish, but I thank God because God gave me for more to bring back. More to bring as we're following Jesus Christ. Let us think about the wisdom God gives us. Let us think about having discernment. Praise our God. God will give more on it, Lord willing, next Lord's Day. But we thank God for what he has given us today. Let us walk as children of light. Let us remember what the Bible tells us in the Word of God. In 1 John, as we close, look at what he says there in this scripture text. Praise our God. Praise our God. He said in 1 John 1, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Praise our God. If you're in God, you're not walking in darkness. Amen. You're following Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank God for his precious word this morning, this afternoon. Following Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That should be our vocation.
Amen.
Every day when we belong to the Lord, we're following Jesus.
Amen.
I was thinking as Pastor was preaching, he was talking about us seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And people want to delight themselves in things of the world, but Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. We have to commit ourselves unto the Lord. Amen. We're not following after our own thoughts and leaning to our own understanding.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
And she also talked about people standing in line for the Mega Millions.
Amen.
To buy a chance
at riches
when the Lord will give it freely.
Amen.
They don't have to buy a chance. the Lord will give a sure thing.
Amen.
Spiritual riches
Amen.
that fade not away.
Fade.
Will not wax old. Will not
Amen.
Rust.
Amen.
Thieves can't steal it.
Break in and steal.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And you're not buying a chance for it.
No.
It is sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is steadfast and sure. And it's founded Amen. On the promises
Amen.
Of God's word. Amen. It will endure forever.
Amen.
Praise our
Praise
God.
Our God. Amen.
Thank God
Amen.
For his precious, precious word this
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
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 What shall we sing? In the evening light, shall we stand and sing number 504?
Amen.
I surrender all.
Amen.
That's what it takes.
Amen.
That's what it takes.
Amen.
Commit ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Give up our own way and submit
Amen.
To the Lord's way.
Praise our God.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence day.
God, praise God.
I surrender.
Amen. Have you surrendered everything? Amen. The only way for us to be acceptable to the Lord is to surrender all. Because things that we might be holding on to may be blocking us to have full access to the Lord.
My
Lord, it says, humbly at his feet I bow. All to him I freely give. Make me Savior, wholly thine. Lord, I give myself to thee. And the only way that we can receive all that the Lord has for us is to give it all up. All that second verse said, worldly pleasures, all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. And the only way that he will take us is if we let go of those things, those shackles, those worldly things that would keep us bound and not allow us full access to God. It says, that third verse said, fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. Notice it doesn't say blessings. It says blessing. Full salvation is the blessing.
Amen.
As Pastor preached in that sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the blessing.
Amen.
And when that blessing falls upon us,
mm-hmm.
then we can receive all the other things.
Amen.
Then we can be filled with his love and power.
Mm-hmm.
And we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen.
And not be subject to the enemy of our soul.
Amen.
But we have to surrender it all.
Amen.
Because those things that we might be holding on to are things that Satan is going to use to bind us. And before we know it, we've drifted. That Brother Byron used that term the other Lord's Day last week about drifting away from the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. That's why we have to be anchored in God.
Amen.
That's why we have to surrender all.
Amen.
Amen. Is there one? Is there one who hasn't surrendered it all to
Amen.
The Lord? Is there one who will come? Amen. Give up those things that will pass away.
Yes.
And seek those things that are eternal.
Amen.
My Lord, praise our God. Is there one who wants to be just to be strengthened in the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. I want to be strong,
Amen.
Stronger and stronger every day.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Power of his might.
By the power of his might. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We'll sing that fourth verse.
All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of all salvation. Glory, glory to his name.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
You have
Praise
it settled.
God.
Do you have
Amen.
It settled that way?
Amen.
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 Because if we haven't surrendered all to the Lord.
My.
And we were talking about, a few weeks ago, we were talking about spiritual warfare.
Yes.
But if we haven't surrendered to the Lord, if we haven't surrendered, that means that the fight goes on, doesn't it? If we haven't surrendered to the Lord, that means we are fighting against the Lord.
we think about it just that way. We haven't surrendered to the Lord. That means we are opposed to the things that the Lord would want to do for us, the things that God can do for us. Even the Apostle Paul was told on the road to Damascus by Jesus, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. We cannot be opposed to God and win.
Amen. Praise God.
That's a losing proposition.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise our God. Amen.
We've got to settle it and surrender once and for all. And in making that surrender, we'll gain eternal life.
Amen.
Praise our God. There's nothing to be lost and everything to gain. Sister Smith says that so many times. We have nothing to lose but everything to gain by serving the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for this precious word this day. My. Glory to his name. It says, oh, the joy of full salvation. We have to surrender it all to have full salvation. Amen. Glory to his name. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. This time we'll pray to thank God for his word. Ask him to remember all of the hands that were raised. Amen. We need all the strength that the Lord will give us.
Amen.
To be true, to stand true.
Amen.
In this life. To be faithful to the end, to be steadfast to the end. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious word this
Amen.
Day. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for how you touched our pastor, dear God, to preach, dear God, the word that you gave to her, Lord, for the good of our souls. Truly, dear God, we thank you, dear Father, for, Lord, feeling, dear God, that sacred flame, Lord, your spirit dealing with us, Lord, through your word, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, dear Father, and knowledge, Lord. Give us a willing heart, dear God. Give us a surrendered nature, dear God, to measure to all of your word. Lord, to be surrendered, dear Father, to all of your will, dear God, in our lives. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each hand was raised, dear God. Father, asking to be remembered, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to bless us and strengthen us, dear God. Lord, that we may be steadfast, dear God, even to the end, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear Father, to always seek your will in all things. For, Lord, if we seek your will in all things, then we will be following Jesus, dear God, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word this day. We pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, each heart that heard your precious word. And, Lord, if there are those, Lord, who heard your word, Lord, who have not given themselves over to thee, have not surrendered to your spirit, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would consider, Lord, your precious word, realizing, dear God, that it is the light of life, dear Father. And help them to know, Lord, that if they don't surrender, dear God, if they don't receive your word, dear God, then they will continue to walk in darkness. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, for precious souls this day, dear God. Lord, that they would turn, dear God, from sin and self and seek you, dear God. Lord, that they might have eternal life, dear God, and may be able to enter in at the gate. Bless us, dear Father, and make us a blessing. And Lord, once again, we thank you, Lord, for blessing our pastor, dear God, to preach your word. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us, dear God, for being able to hear your word, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for faith to believe it. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds and lives. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Sister India?
I was My daughter was really hurt, and I would just like for you to keep us and our little me and innocence and the baby. I pray that our relationship be repaired because she was really hurt. So I just pray that we can keep that communication line and just pray for me to pay attention and speak things. Pray for me to speak up. You know, I notice I have a problem with that. Like, just pray for me to just stay focused and remain just, on that straight neural path. But just please pray for my relationship with me and my daughter.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Let us have prayer right now for that request, that special request. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father, because, Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that you love us. We know, Lord, that you love your people. We know, Lord, that you love Sister India, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for what you've already done, Lord, in her life, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, this special request, dear Father. Yes. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray, dear God, for innocence, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, dear God, your healing power, dear God, will help, dear Father, to repair this child, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister India, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would give her the vigilance. Lord, she wants to be more watchful, dear God, to pay attention. So we're praying, dear God, that you would, Lord, increase her vigilance, dear God, to be able to see her awareness, to be able to see things that are going on around her, dear God. And, Lord, she wants to be able to speak up. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would give her a holy boldness, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, help her to know, dear God, that, Lord, when you show her something, dear Father, Lord, you will give her the boldness to be able to speak it out, dear God. And when she's speaking it out, dear God, at your direction, dear Father, Lord, then what she's speaking will be right, dear God.
Yeah.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, show her, teach her, dear God.
Amen.
Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, dear Father, would lead, guide, and direct her. Father, you pray, dear God, in your precious word, dear God, Lord, that your spirit is with her and shall be in her. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you will follow on, dear God, Lord, to be filled with your spirit. We pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, to have that desire, dear God, Lord, to measure, Lord, to all of your word, Lord, all the light of your word as you shine it on her pathway, dear God. Lord, that you would seek you, dear God. We sang in the song, dear Father, about full salvation, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for full salvation, our dear sister, Lord, that she will have power, dear God. Lord, in the day, Lord, when she needs power to speak, dear God. Lord, to stand, Lord, against these things, dear God, when you tell her to take a stand against it, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that she is doing it in the Spirit, dear God. Lord, you said, dear God, in your word, that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help our dear sister, Lord, to walk in the Spirit, dear God. Lord, you said in another place in your word, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for Sister India, dear God, that she will be led by your Spirit in all things. And we know, dear God, Lord, that you will give her utterance, dear God. You will give her boldness of speech, dear Father. Lord, you will help her, Lord, to be vigilant, dear God, in all things, dear God. And so, Father, that is our prayer, dear God, as we bring our dear sister to thee.
dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you hear our prayers, dear God. We're praying, Lord, that you will be a presence, dear God, in her life in all things, dear God. Lord, that she might be a help, dear God, to her daughter. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you will keep the way open, dear Father, for them to be able to talk, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that you have opened the way, dear God, as much as it's open already, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. And we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to open it even more. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And we pray, dear God, for what we feel, dear God, that you're going to do, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you just keep Sister India, Lord, in the center of your will, dear God, in all things. And Lord, we're going to give you the glory now for it. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, you know her heart. You heard her words. And Lord, we're praying in faith, dear God, that you will bless. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Praise God. Lord,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise. Amen. Amen. Yes, Infinity. Pray, thanks. That means that God answers prayer. Amen. Amen. That's what that shows us, Infinity, that God answers our prayers. Amen. When we pray, we pray believing.
Amen.
Sister Lauren Singh.
Virus, but I thank the Lord. He brought me through it. But I thank the Lord for the things of the prayers. Because I'm like, this is if I can fill everyone over. I thank the Lord that he brought me to where I was to write today. That I was listening to the messages, so like I was just getting stronger. And stronger.
Praise God.
And I just thank God for being in the house of the Lord. His word. It takes whatever is going on in my body away from me.
Bless the Lord.
Friday, I was out on my deck. I always go out, eat on the deck. My neighbors always say hi to me. They say hi to me. I say hi to them. Well, Friday, I was out there. And all together, and I was going to be out there and the light that you think it's been, get some fresh air into my body. And my neighbor said, hi, neighbor. I said, well, hello. She said, do you remember me? I said, yes. I remember her because I picked her all the time. So I was with the one, and she said, remember our household? Everybody over here is sick. And my brother, Larry, had to be rushed to the hospital. He has pneumonia, and he has a heart condition. And she said, right behind that, remember us? And I know you pray. So they must see me when I'm out on the deck praying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know you pray, and I know you will get a prayer through. I remember all of them.
Yes.
So my prayer is to remember them in their soul.
Yes.
Because God can heal the body. Remember them in their soul. And also remember me that my light is always shining, no matter where I'm at, that I'm doing the will of the Lord all the time.
Yes.
And like I say, whether they speak to me or not, I have to say hello, neighbor, and keep on going. I have to represent God, say no.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I thank the Lord that he worked in my life and continues to work in it. And I get my inspiration from the older saints because I look at Sister Holmes, Sister Carol and them, and if they compress and go, and I know they've been doing some stuff that I would never know about. And if they can put it their head and keep telling
Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lawrence, for your testimony and your exhortation. Amen. Lord bless you. We're glad to see you today and glad that God is touching you and healing you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
For our announcements for Sunday, October 15th, 2023. Our meditation was from Lamentations 3, 22, and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise our God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey Giveaway Jar is always open to receive funds. And let me just say that the turkey giveaway will be the second Saturday in November. That will be Saturday, November the 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. out on the parking lot. So just continue to pray for that work, for that outreach. Lord willing, the fish and chicken fry will be this Saturday, November 21st, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you are planning to help, please be here at 9 a.m. to help set up for this community outreach. This outreach was moved to this coming Saturday due to the rainy weather this past Saturday. Please pray for sunshine. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. Please, and I'm going to put two more pleases in there. Please, please mute your phones. It stops the echoing and it stops some of the interference and makes us able to hear one another much, much better. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Our thought for today, connect to God. The password is prayer. Amen, amen. And please continue to remember all of those who are on our prayer list, saints, family, and friends. Amen. Amen. Remember. Yes, Sister Hall.
Pastor, for the message. Because had I not been following Jesus, I wouldn't be in the straight and narrow way.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We'd like to recognize our visitor. It's the second time we've seen him.
Yes.
Mr. LaTerrell McKinney. So glad to see you. I believe he's a friend of Sister India's, and we're glad to see you today. He's from Oakley Full Gospel Church on El Paso Drive. Amen. If you would you like to express yourself in any way?
A lot of times we go through things in life and we say that we're waiting on God, but in all actuality, he's really waiting on us to make the first move. And, this is really a true faith for us. In the New Testament, it talks about how God called Abraham righteous because he didn't want to be in God. And the New Testament talks about
know, if you have faith by the grain of mustard seed, you need to find out. The only thing you need is a little bit of faith to activate anything that you're trying to get or anything you said you want to stop doing. You know, you just got to believe God. You got to trust Him without a doubt. Everything goes haywire. You got to believe Him. You got to have faith in Him. You got to surrender everything. So that's what I got off the Sunday today. That's 35 to 45. You know, it's challenging now, but there's some of us that still want to battle through and still fight a good kind of face. So, keep us in the courage and thank you.
Amen. Good to have you. Good, wonderful to have you. Just know that our door is always open anytime you want to come in. All right. Very good. Very good. So glad to be here. Glad to see Brother Joseph today. Thank the Lord for seeing you. And we pray for you. We're lifting your family up in prayer as well. They're always on our hearts as we pray. Praying God will keep them in His care. Amen. And the orphanage. Amen. We'll continue to remember Brother Reggie Jackson much in prayer. The service for Miss Nancy will be Monday, October the 23rd at Trinity Baptist Church on St. Clair. And the public visitation will be from 11 until 12, and the service will begin at 12 noon. Amen. And the repast will be here. We don't know what time that will be, but after the service, the repast will be here on Monday, October 23rd. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand?
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, because we were here.
Amen.
Thanking you, dear God, for hearing your precious word, dear Father. Thanking you, Lord, that you gave us, dear Father, a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord, and you allowed us to be in the house of God, dear Father. Lord, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion, dear God. And Father, we pray, dear God, even as we dismiss, dear Father, Lord, that you would go with us. We pray, Lord, that you'd remember the bereaved family in a very special way, dear God. Remember Brother Reggie, dear God, his son and his grandchildren, dear God. Remember the entire Jackson family, dear God, Brother Levester, Lord, and then all of his brothers, dear God, because we know, Lord, that when a loved one is lost, dear God, Father, we realize, dear God, that the entire family is in bereavement. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give them the strength, dear God, that they need, Lord, not only today, but, Lord, in the coming weeks and months, dear Father, Lord, that you would be with them, dear God, and undergird them, dear Father. Lord, this we pray. And remember Brother Reggie in just a very, very special way, dear God. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that you gave us the strength to be in the house of God today. And we pray, dear God, that you just continue, Lord, to sustain him. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, even as we dismiss, Lord, from this service, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would go with us, dear Father. Keep us safe. Go before us, dear God, to our separate homes. Truly, Lord, our minds, Lord, are stayed on thee, dear God. And so we know, Lord, because of that, Lord, you're going to keep us in perfect peace. And, Lord, we're trusting you, dear God, Lord, to keep us, dear God, and provide, Lord, for our needs. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each one, dear God, who heard the message today, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would cause each one, Lord, to meditate, Lord, on the precious word, Lord, that was given this day. Have your way, Lord. Take us safely to our homes and Bring us back, Lord, at the appointed times, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. I thank you, Lord, Father, for giving me a little more strength, dear God, and touching my body, Lord, even during the service, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with me, dear God, and strengthen me, dear God, that I'll be able, dear Father, to arrive home safely, dear God. Just continue to have your way, Lord. Truly, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless us, dear Father, for whatever our needs are, dear God. So we thank you, dear God, for what you have done, how you've proven yourself true, Lord, in the past. And we know, dear God, because your word can never fail, Lord. Lord, you will be true, Lord, even, dear God, as we call upon you, dear God, in days to come. Have your way in our hearts and minds and in our lives. And, Lord, we give you glory and praise. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Amen.